Hi, so that's Daniel. Welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Alright, so we're answering a question. The question is, pigskin. Well, first of all, the question was pig knuckles. How do you cook them? You can bake them, but make sure you seal it in foil or put the foil around the pot so you end up with soft skin at the end of the process. That's easy to eat. Okay, so what about pig skin? My favorite way to prepare pig skin is to slice it in 1 inch by 1 inch or 2 inch by 2 inch cubes and put it in a bag with salt and salt it. Then I freeze it. And when I get ready to use it, I take out what I want. Actually, I don't even rinse it off. I just throw it in my pressure cooker with the usual bay leaf, garlic, some spices and water, and pressure cook it. And it tastes amazing. And you can serve that over rice or with potatoes. It's really good. You can even bring it to a potluck, which I did. It was very well received. Okay. Brandy, I don't like the texture of gelatin. Don't eat it. Eat the pig parts. They're very tasty. All right, so if you have an elderly person, with weak capillaries, that's a case for gelatin. Gelatin strengthens the capillaries, so I would do that. And then check for B12 deficiency to see if the person has a B12 problem. And that would be it. Oh. Sam says, the chicken gelatin I referred to earlier that had the consistency of snot was not processed. It was part of the connective tissue between the skin and breast of the chicken. I'm convinced it is gelatin. I don't see what else it would be. It is a clear snot-like substance. Right, so you try the chicken wing, Sam. Try the chicken wing. Yeah. Aletha says, thank you. I'm working on your candida cleanse right now. My sugar cravings are leaving. I will tell my sister. She's on drugs for her sugar cravings. Oh, boy. Any thoughts outside pharmaceuticals for those with anxiety and panic attacks? Yes. No drugs. Oh, my God. Okay, so if you have anxiety and panic attack, it's definitely your diet. So it depends on what is in your diet. The first thing you do is go 100% organic and remove all the toxins. That's number one. Next thing is vitality capsules. You want to poop at least 3 times a day. And the next thing to do is get rid of your processed foods. Usually the culprit is wheat and sugar. Lisa says, happy Mother's Day to your mom, too. So thankful she got to have you. Yes, there's a story behind that. So, Mom, I just had her third child. And she says, oh, well, I'm not working. Might as well have another. So I am 11 months younger than my older brother. And then when I was born, they took a look at me and said, oh no. Those of you who are familiar probably know that black kids are born with like a head of hair. And I was totally bald except for one strand of hair. And black babies generally had black hair, and my hair was red. I had one strand of red hair at the top of my head. And they shook their heads and says, uh-oh, this is not good. Not a good beginning. So it's good that they, fed me and, let me hang around. All right, we got Herb from Wisconsin. Hey, Herb, how you doing?
Great, Dr. Daniels. A couple weeks ago, I asked you about my friend who's had shaking of his body for 38 years. And you gave some advice. You said he had profound mineral deficiencies. And then you said something, we couldn't get the product. And he shakes too much to call because he can't be understood well. I have much difficulty myself.
Uh-huh.
What was it that you said, begin with an M, for him to take?
Well, we've got the Shilajit, right, for his minerals?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Shilajit for his minerals.
I can't understand that word. Shilajit?
S-H-I-L-A-J-I-T. L-A.
S-H-I.
L-A.
L-A.
J-I-T. Shilajit for minerals. And that will help with the shake it.
Sheila, mm-hmm. Sheila did.
S-H-I-L-A. Like Jerry. Yeah, J-I-T, like a Jerry.
Jerry.
Like Jitterbug. J-I-T. Sheila-jit.
Can't write it down, and my wife can't understand it.
Okay, so you can just listen to last week's show again. It'll be on the show.
I'm sorry. Say that again, please.
Listen to the show again from last week, the recording.
Well, we did that. My friend Dan brought that up, and he played it over and over, but he could not understand the word.
All right, so that's the best I can do, Shilajit. And you can get that from Russia on eBay.
Please, spell it for my wife, please. I'm blind. I can't write things down.
S-H-I.
I.
L-A.
L-A.
J-I-T.
A-I-T, okay.
Thank you. I think we have it. We appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome.
Where do we get this stuff?
On eBay.
Okay, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We appreciate all your wisdom that you share with us. It's a real gift for all of us. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, we have Beth from Florida. Beth.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Daniels. I thank you very much for your program today and for sharing your experience with the breaking bones. I have the same problem and also have the same problem with trying to satisfy my hunger. So, you know, I'm making the cooking up the pork hocks, and I ate them last night, and I did find that even though I ate a small bowl, I cooked it up with potatoes and carrots and celery, and I was not hungry 2 hours later. So it really does work that way. And I thank you for the information on. I want to try something different, so I'm going to be on the lookout for chicken feet and chicken wings to get a little bit of variety in my diet.
Good. Thank you.
So thank you very much. Love the show.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye, Beth.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that's Beth. We have, I think it's Yvonne in Ohio. Yvonne?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Thank you so much for your show. It's always so informative. I have an issue with my knees. I've been told that I need to have a double knee replacement. The left knee is totally bone on bone, and the right knee is getting there. I do not want to have this surgery. Is there an alternative to that?
Yes. The alternative to the bilateral knee replacement would be the gelatin we talked about today.
The gelatin? Okay.
Not the gelatin, the animal sources. So that would be, pig ears or chicken feet.
Chicken feet. So take that on an ongoing basis?
Well, right now you need to eat a lot of it. You need to eat about a half pound or a pound a day. I mean, you have two whole knees to rebuild.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you've got a lot chicken. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yes, but you've got a big job here. You know, you've got, take a look at your knee. You've got to replace all that cartilage connective tissue all around your knee if you want to avoid the knee replacement. So it's a big job.
Yes, I do. Definitely. Yeah. Okay. I don't eat pork, so I'll try the chicken feet. Would that be adequate enough, just the feet?
Well, the feet is the best part. So the feet, but you say you don't eat pork?
No.
If you don't eat pork, then I would say the beef legs, the legs of the
beef
cow.
Beef legs? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not ossobuco. Ossobuco is too high. You want the lower part of the cow leg.
the lowest part of the pound weight. Where do I get that?
You can get it from your local butcher.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that. Thank you, Dr. Daniels. Appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, we have Karen in Maryland.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Karen.
Okay, hi there. Good afternoon. This is my question for you today. And I'm glad that you're open-minded, and even if you think a question is strange, you'll answer it anyway. Fantastic. My question is, when you're outside on a windy day, okay, are there natural immunities that are available from being outside, immunities on bird feathers, immunities on crops, immunities on trees, on flowers and such, that blow your way and that you can breathe in when it's windy outside? Should you naturally try to be outside and breathe in these immunities to the extent that your schedule will handle it, or are those that are in a frenzy to try to get out of the wind, are they not missing out on anything?
Your friends who are trying to get out of the wind are not missing out on any of the things that you've mentioned. Now, the obvious benefits of being in the wind, though. Wait a minute. So if you are in a windy situation, let's say it's not strong enough to blow you over and harm you, but it is a stiff wind, there is benefit just to your skin and to your body in terms of, homeostasis. So a lot of times what happens in, well, first of all, you have circulation. Your body's constantly trying to detox through the skin. So the wind blowing by your skin helps that detox process. But there is no benefit to inhaling in a windy situation because you're just inhaling way too many particles and it's actually harmful. So, it cuts both ways. But there's the stuff that's blowing around to inhale that is of no benefit that I can think of.
Well, okay, but now the second, okay, so are you saying that there are or are not immunities from being outside and immunities on bird feathers and trees and crops and flowers and such?
Correct, I'm saying that.
Wow, okay, all right, very good.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, Shelley in Virginia. Hi, Shelley, how you doing?
Dr. Daniels, thank you, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Pardon me?
Thank you for wishing me a happy Mother's Day.
So enjoy your program. Mostly I listen to it on the podcast, but I love it. I have dealt with rheumatoid arthritis for the last 20-some years, and I've did the allopathic route for the first 10 and realized that's not taking me anywhere. Right now, my C-reactive protein is about 15, and I think the highest level is supposed to be about 3. I'm on Plaquenil, which has really helped me out. However, I would like to get off of everything. I'm just wondering if the, taking the turpentine with the sugar will help with this.
It's in my experience it does.
Pardon me?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, do I need to get off the Plaquenil to do that?
No, but you need to pay attention to your Plaquenil and decrease it as you no longer need it.
Okay. I have gone through several functional medicine doctors over the many decade or so, and I've done a lot of cleanses with lauricidin and wormwood and all this, and I'm great after the cleanse. And then 2 months later, it hides into biofilm or something, and then it comes out and plays again, and I'm just miserable. So if I take the turpentine, say, once a week, you think that'll keep it at bay or actually even get rid of this? Because I do...
Well, you have to go further than that because you're on the Plaquenil. Your next step is to get off the Plaquenil, which compromises your immune system and keeps it so this thing will never get better.
Okay.
So the first thing is to follow the Candida Cleaner Report instructions, taper yourself off the Plaquenil, then you can worry about a maintenance dose.
Oh, wow. Okay. I thank you very much. You have a wonderful week.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye. Okay, we have Shelley in Virginia. Oh, sorry. Bill in Texas.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. Yeah, how you doing, Bill?
Yes, could you tell me the connection between eating the pig's ears and bone building, bone enamel on the teeth, calcium on the teeth?
Well, bone every place. Your body lays down collagen first and then goes back and puts and calcifies it and puts in the bone. So the collagen would give you not only stronger teeth, but a stronger anchoring of the tooth to the jaw and the gum line.
Okay. What about cavities that are already in the tooth? Does it help to rebuild those, or is that beyond repair on something like that? As far as
depends on the size. Depends on the size of the cavity. So if you have those full cavities, the doctor says, "I don't know if we should fill it or not." It does get rid of those.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, so that was Bill in Texas. All right, now. All right, so we're trying to find these questions and answer them. Let's see what I can do. Sarah says, is it better to get vitamin C from fruits or supplements? I personally use vitamin C powder, 100% ascorbic acid. That's the source that I use. I mean, I still eat. I don't eat any processed foods. So all I eat is fruits, vegetables, root vegetables, and strategically some meats. So with all of that, I find still that if I take additional ascorbic acid, then I feel a lot better. Okay, is eating the streakaline the equivalent of pig's feet? No. The pig's feet have a lot of tendons in there, a lot of additional connective tissue, which is very helpful. The streakaline only has skin and fat and a streak of lean meat, which, of course, is pretty much useless. Dr. Dan's Asian health food store I usually shop at also has a separate store for which they sell meat and prepared food. I will go and see what they have in regards to pig's feet, ham hocks, and so on. Yes, but do not buy from the prepared food section, only the meat section. All right, Ida in Florida. Hi, Ida.
Yes. I'm having problems with thyroid, and I was just wondering, is there any kind of healing that I can get? Herbs, maybe.
Well, what's wrong with your thyroid? Did you have
hyperactive Hashimoto's?
Overactive or underactive?
Overactive.
Overactive.
I've gained a lot of weight. And I can't, it's hard to lose the weight. I'm on Synthroid. They took me off the Synthroid. They lowered the doses. Then she increased it again after 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the therapy you're receiving is for an underactive thyroid. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're being treated for an underactive thyroid. The next question is, why is your thyroid underactive? Did you get radiation therapy in the past, or what happened?
No, I didn't. I just went to have my yearly checkup, and that's what she found in the blood work.
So you woke up one day, and the thyroid was not working. Okay,
yes,
if that's the case, then have you downloaded the Candida Clinic report and started using Vitality Capsules and Turpentine, or not yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay, so that would be one starting place. And the report gives you a lot of information about diet and different supplements. So that, start with that. Then,
okay.
Once you follow that program, you'll notice that you need less of your thyroid medicine.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you can kind of just taper off. That would be the way that I would go.
Oh, well, okay, then. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. Okay, we have Byron from Pennsylvania. Hi, Byron.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Yes, I enjoy your show, and it's the first time I've been on it. And I wanted to know about infrared. I heard or was reading that the infrared radiation on the skin produces something like fourth phase of water that is beneficial to the skin, and I'd like to know your opinion about that, how it affects the skin and collagen, if you know anything about that.
The best way to get your infrared dose is just sunlight. And that's your best bet, is just to spend more time in the sun. A lot of people will tell you, oh, you need this spectrum light, oh, you need that spectrum light. But the light you really need is something called full spectrum light, which is available from the sun. So that would be the way to go with that. Once you get into other problems when you start breaking up the spectrum and saying, oh, I'll just take this piece or I'll just take that piece.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Dr. Daniels. I appreciate it, and you have a blessed day.
Okay. We have Winnie from New York. Hi, Winnie.
Question. Hello.
Hi, Winnie.
Hi. I just had a Mother's Day call, so I may have missed the answer to the question that I had asked concerning pickled pig feet. Will that give me the collagen as well?
Probably it gives you too many chemicals. So, yeah, so I did answer that question. So what you need to do with the pickled pig's feet is just make your own pickled pig's feet. It's incredibly easy to do. I've made my own pickled pig's feet, and they are really tasty. So they're tasty. They're easy to make. I would do that way because in order to make the pickled pig's feet, or to buy the stuff in the store, they put a chemical in there that keeps the pig feet skin pink. And they have other chemicals as well.
Okay, and not the fried pig skins either, right?
Those are too dry. I mean, if you're addicted to them, drink plenty of water with them, but you're better off eating the pig's feet, and you can pickle it yourself if you want to.
Okay, can I ask a question about the turpentine? Oh, not a question, but a comment. I was taking on the protocol, the turpentine and castor oil, and taking the Vitality Caps, and then I did break out with this rash I'd mentioned before, and then the sweaty areas. And I one day I just said, well, how can I stop this itch? And I just took some Vicks Vapor Rub. The thought came. I got out of bed and I just put, and you know what? That lessened that itch about 75-80%.
Just correct. Putting Vicks you can reapply that as well, so that way you get total relief. But the thing to understand is that itchy rash is literally your body expressing or expelling or getting rid of chemicals and poisons.
All right. And the Vicks won't make it won't make it go back in the body, will it?
No. It'll just stop the activity of it.
Okay. And if I don't have cataracts, but I do have have to blot my left eye, is it okay to put the Vicks in there, like you recommend some people
when
they have cataracts?
Yeah.
It's okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yep. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Bye now.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. We have Amanda in Michigan. Hi, Amanda.
Hello?
Hi, Amanda.
Oh, no, it was Sandra. Sorry. Hi, Dr. Daniels. My question is, it's regarding aortic aneurysms. My mother and my grandmother, when my grandmother had one, my mother had one, she had to have the aneurysm clips put on. And I read what this occurs more so with people who are former smokers. They both were. I'm not. My sister, she states that a doctor stated to her that this was something that was hereditary. Is this a hereditary?
It's hereditary only as far as the cultural practices are. So if you eat what your mother ate, you smoke what she smoked, then you'll have an aortic aneurysm too.
Oh, okay. I see. All right. That concerned me a bit. And I was like, how can that be? When I'm not a smoker. I've never smoked. So that's good. Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Daniels.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we have Mike from Kentucky.
Well, I just caught part of that call or discussion about full spectrum light, and in my family, there's people that, and my brother is got red green color vision, and there's a big scare about this blue light coming out of computer, tablet, TV screens. It's like they're trying to scare anybody off of computers that's getting close to the age of 50, saying it's going to cause macular degeneration or something like that. He's been a computer artist, and I've been fooled with computers for off and on and television for something crazy like, I don't know, 30-some years. So they're saying a half hour a day is what you should limit yourself to avoid blindness by the age of 50. Well, I'm past that benchmark by probably pretty good limit. And I mean, I see better than a lot of people. I spot four-leaf clovers all the time. But I was just wondering, I didn't catch all that conversation, but I was wondering if perhaps my brother's red-green color blindness, even though he's able to, he uses a color palette and makes computer graphics and stuff, and has figured workarounds for that. I just wondered if maybe that would be an advantage for those people. Maybe it's blocking some of that from harming the retina. I don't know if you'd ever thought about that.
No, it doesn't work that way. But the question is, what do you do about the blue scare, and is the blue scare real? The blue rays. So a lot of people who use the computer for extended periods of time find that wearing a pair of blue blockers, $9 pair of glasses, totally reverses all their problems that they have with their eyes. So if you're not having any problem, you're not having any problem. The problems you would have would be insomnia at night, because the blue rays are what tells you it's daytime.
Well, it drops your melatonin production, from what I've read the studies, 30% reduction. If you use it after 7 o'clock in the evening.
Right. If you're not having any sleep problems, there's nothing to worry about. But the answer is a very simple pair of glasses. Now, I have the blue blockers built right into my glasses. So now when you order a pair of glasses, they say, check this box if you want a blue blocker screen put on your glasses. In fact, if you look at it.
Do you tell a change in the color of everything, though? I mean, does it shift?
No. My blue blockers are clear.
Huh. So it must be a spectrum that especially women can't see then. Seems like cliche, but women seem to have much better color perception than men in general. That just seems to me, and I've actually heard of some women having a fourth cone or something in their eye that they can see more color than, rare, but it's more, you know, more spectrum of color.
I think it was trying to make you guys feel bad. All right. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Bye-bye.
All right. Another commercial.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to the Dr. Daniels. All right, we have Dennis in Indiana. Hi, Dennis, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Daniels. I'm a paraplegic. I've been a lot of neuropathy pain. I'm incontinent now. I had two laminectomy surgeries on my back because I had both types of staph infection wrapped around my spinal column.
Wait a minute. When you had the surgery, were you able to walk before you had the surgery?
Huh?
Were you paraplegic when you had the surgery?
After the surgery. After the second one is when it gave me a lot of neuropathy pain.
Okay, so basically you were walking, you had two back surgeries, now you're paraplegic, is that right?
Well, no, I was real sick. I had diarrhea real bad for a long time. I kept going into the hospital.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand, when did you stop walking?
In 2013.
Okay, and why did you stop walking? What happened?
Well, the staph infection, the abscess tumor broke, and it put me down to the ground. I couldn't move no more. I almost died. I turned blue and quit breathing and everything. The ambulance came and got me, and then, I kept having brain, real hurting in the brain a lot because of the staph infection around because I had degenerative arthritis of the spinal column, and I didn't know that I had broken my two vertebrae when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And so I had degenerative arthritis of the spine. And so they did the laminectomy surgeries on me and then left me a lot of neuropathy pain. But I've had athlete's foot and fungal yeast infection in my body, all over my body, all my life. And right now, I got a problem. I got to wear a catheter because I'm incontinent. Mm-hmm. And I keep having to go back to the doctor to get antibiotics for ESBL because that's what I got now. And it keeps reoccurring.
Can you give me those letters again? What type of infection are you getting in your bladder?
Oh, ESBL.
Sounds like a type of E. coli.
Yeah, it's an E. coli bacteria. But I have hemorrhoids real bad, and I'm wondering if that isn't how it's getting into my bloodstream.
That's exactly how it's getting in. That's exactly how.
That's what I was wondering.
Yep.
Because it gets into my brain, and I've even got to where I've had a high temperature, and I'll start hallucinating in that.
Right. So what that means is you need to have more bowel movements and drink more water.
Yeah. Whenever they put me on, my wife, she's complaining about me because every time they put me on antibiotics, I end up having diarrhea all the time, and it's more than once a day. And then she gets mad because I drink a lot of water because I dehydrate so easy. But that's what I've been doing. But I'm going to try to milk this on the cayenne and the garlic, but the garlic and cayenne pepper and the milk thistle, but I'm trying to get my sister to get the Candida report with the Vitality capsule.
Yeah, the Candida report is free. She can download it right from the website.
That's what I asked her, and she didn't think that turpentine would be good for me because she said it's bad for your respiratory system. So I was wondering, what kind of turpentine do we get?
Turpentine is actually good for the respiratory system.
Okay, so she was reading it's bad because, I don't know, she's a QMA in medical records and that, and a nursing home, but...
Yeah,
where can I get turpentine, regular turpentine that you need, that you say that we should be taking?
I would get it, you can get it from Amazon. That's probably the easiest way.
Where, Amazon?
Mm-hmm. Just order it from Amazon online.
Uh-huh. Is there a special type?
Yeah, there is, but it's better for you to just check out the... the forums on that one.
Oh, it'll be on the forum. It'll be on the...
Yeah. And if you go to Amazon, people will say, hey, I take this internally and I like it. So you'll see which one it is.
Okay, it's not like if I went to Ace Hardware and got it right. I'll take that.
I personally, when I first started researching turpentine, that's where I got my turpentine from, Ace Hardware. But a lot of people don't like the taste of the Ace Hardware turpentine.
But it is okay to get it at Ace Hardware?
Yes.
Okay.
But get the report first, and it'll tell you exactly how to pick the turpentine and how to identify it.
All right. Do you know of anything that can help me with my neuropathy pain besides Mobic? That's what I'm on now.
Okay, so none of the drugs really are effective.
Or what?
Are effective. The drugs are not very effective. So for you to get rid of your neuropathy, it would take a comprehensive cleansing program. So you have to check with whoever helps you to the bathroom, or if you if you use a bathroom all by yourself, then I would definitely...
I can't walk. I'm paralyzed, so I don't get out of bed.
Oh, you don't even use a wheelchair. No wheelchair.
Yeah, but I mean, I if I get up, I have to wear a diaper. Otherwise, I got chucks underneath me all the time.
Okay, so you have to check with whoever's helping you with your chucks and ask them if they would cooperate and help you out if you decide you want to have, say, 4 or 5 bowel movements a day. So you have to work that out with whoever's helping you. But the number one thing is get the Candida Cleaner report, read it yourself, have whoever's helping you read it, and then you can kind of go from there. But it's important to read that report. There's a lot of information in there. And it's free. Okay, all right. Thank you, Dennis. Okay, we've got tons of questions. Oh, Louisa says, thank you, Louisa. If you are thinking of doing a discovery session for yourself or a loved one, stop thinking and just do it. It made all caps, the difference in the world for my mother. What's more important than your health? So Louisa says, just do it. And we'll give you the link here. There you go. Okay. Now, let's go. Oh, I've only got 15 minutes left, and I know there's another commercial. Can you tell me how to dose with iodine, and do you take it internally or topically? I have Lugol's 2%. I read that it expels toxins and parasites in addition to being something most people are deficient in. So, way back when, Dark Ages, 1976, doctors would prescribe 6 drops of SSKI, supersaturated potassium iodide, in orange juice, and boom, get rid of coughs, colds, everything, miracle cure. I personally do not use or recommend iodine anymore because it can cause or suppress the thyroid, and there's so many other things to use for parasites and toxins. In other words, turpentine and vitality capsules. So once you're taking turpentine and vitality capsules, you've got the expels toxins and parasites covered. Angela says, what do you think about hot yoga? I think it's awesome. However, warning. So hot yoga is very depleting, extremely dehydrating, very draining. So you need to be ready for that. You need to be ready. And I would say if you're going to do hot yoga, take into the room with you at least 1 quart of water and a teaspoon of salt in it. And if at any point you feel uncomfortable, exhausted, stop. Just lay down on your mat and go take a nap. Let everyone else finish their yoga. So if you are experienced in yoga and you want to take it up a notch to hot yoga, great, but you just have to be cautious that you don't get depleted of your minerals or water. It's a pretty intense experience. All right, we have Kathleen in Idaho. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Actually, I'm in Texas.
Oh, Texas. Okay, that's good. We'll still talk.
Well, first of all, thank you for all you do, and you're always in my prayers. And I called because the man that called in about that was paraplegic.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know if he was from Texas or not, but I just thought I'd tell everybody again. I did call your show one other time to say that in Granbury, Texas, at Ron's Drugstore, they have 3 Diamond Pure Gum Turpentine, and it's with the essential oils and everything.
Okay. What's the name of the store?
Right at Ron's Drugstore. It's the oldest drugstore in Granbury, and it's Pure Gum Turpentine, Diamond G, Pure Gum Turpentine, and it's in the essential oil department. And so I did call you one time to mention that, but it is, and the fact that they sell it on Amazon, I have a corded speakerphone and no internet, no TV, and I listen by speakerphone. And but I'm so glad that your show is so great. I not only do I love you and everything you share with us, but I love all of the people that call in. They're wonderful, and everybody respects you and is grateful, and it's wonderful.
Good, thank you.
All right, well, God love you, and thank you for all you do.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have Pat in Texas. Hi, Pat.
Hi, one of your last callers made me think of a question I need to ask a doctor, a real one. In the back in the day, whenever they gave you antibiotics, they also told you to drink buttermilk or eat yogurt. And now they don't. Is there a reason?
Yes, a couple of reasons. Ethnically, the makeup of the United States has changed. A lot of people are intolerant of dairy products. That's number one. Number two, a lot of these, even yogurt, causes asthma, headaches, and other problems. And finally, I think basically doctors have been trained not to even acknowledge or employ probiotics at all. There's a lot of things doctors could do to mitigate the ill effects of antibiotics, and they are not trained to do any of them. Doctors are just basically trained professional killers. And it's not murder, because the government gives them special license and permission to do it. So that's kind of what's the story.
Okay, then you really might could do better if you took probiotics or buttermilk or something like that. Culture.
Well, I'm personally not a dairy fan at all. If you want to eat dairy, you can, but I don't think it's a way to improve your health. So that's the dairy story as far as I'm concerned. If people want to eat dairy, they can eat dairy. Doctors are simply not trained to in any way mitigate the effects of what they recommend.
Well, what about just the probiotics, in the capsule?
Yeah, my favorite probiotic is sauerkraut juice. And so,
I have a hard time hearing.
Yeah, we're getting some pretty heavy rains here. So sauerkraut juice is my favorite probiotic.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Well, maybe that would have helped your last caller. there's a real problem nowadays. They want to put that that monitor in everybody, the heart monitor, if they've had anything wrong with their heart.
Yeah.
And then they don't let you eat cabbage. I mean, it's just like one guy said, what do you want us to eat, paper?
Yes.
With vitamin K in it. And so there goes the sauerkraut, right? Because they test you and they know if you've been eating the wrong thing. But anyway, I appreciate all that. Thank you. And the last caller expressed everything. I'm hoarse here. That we all think about you, and we're glad to be back.
Okay.
Love you.
Well, thank you very much, Pat. Okay, we have an iodine question. And the question is, well, Dr. Daniels, if you don't recommend iodine for toxins and cleansing, what about just for general health? Are we not iodine deficient? The answer is, if you're eating whole, unprocessed food, the chances of an iodine deficiency are pretty slender. So organic potatoes, strawberries, navy beans, cranberries, and sea vegetables and seaweed, are all ultra high in iodine. And they would all be a much safer way to take iodine than supplementing with iodine drops. Okay. All right. Okay. The video might be having a problem because we're having a tropical storm here. Dr. Daniels, the first birth of our grandson, our daughter hemorrhaged. If this happens with this birth, how can we stop the hemorrhage? All right, so I don't know what kind of hemorrhage it was, but let's just say it's a postpartum hemorrhage. Let's just say baby got out okay and then mom started hemorrhaging. And so the best way to handle that is for the mother to be very well hydrated going into labor. Drink a lot of water during her labor. And then as soon as the baby comes out, take the baby, wrap it up, put it right to mom's breast so the baby starts sucking. That sucking action will stop the hemorrhage. And if you can't get the baby to do his part, that's okay. Mom can just take the nipples of her breasts and just roll them in between her index finger. Someone else can help out. Maybe dad can help. But that's the quickest way to get rid of that hemorrhage. So Scott says, what causes skin lesions that look like moles but are similar to dark, flat warts on the legs and hands? That's constipation. So you need to get those bowel movements going pretty regular. Then you can apply castor oil daily, and those things will actually peel off. All right, we got another commercial come up here.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. All right, just to summarize today's show, where is the collagen? It's not in the vegetables. Don't even look there. All right, meanwhile, we got tons of questions. Let's take a look at our questions in the chat room. So, Dr. Daniels, a 2% Lugol's iodine is a no-no? That's correct. Depletes thyroid function? Yes, it can. So, why chance it? Will castor oil eliminate beer belly fat? I don't know. If you take castor oil by mouth, it will help eliminate belly fat. However, what it really eliminates is the feces stuck inside your intestines, and that causes your belly to flatten. Uh, Okay. So one website, Healthy Wise, says to put a quarter-sized piece or area of iodine in your belly, see how fast the iodine absorbs. Yeah, you can do that, but at the end of the day, just eating foods with iodine is more than enough. And taking too much iodine is a real hazard. All right, Jessica says, Dr. Ange, after years of being ill, I'm finally doing very well with your Vitality Capsules, Turpentine, and CBD. I had all the symptoms of Lyme, but I do not go to doctors, so I'm not sure of the diagnosis and don't really care as long as I feel better. I recently started Shilajit and saw a huge improvement, but I'm wondering if there's anything I can do to strengthen my teeth. They are weak and brittle from years of sickness and malabsorption. Again, today's topic, pig ears. I would say go for the pig ears. All right. The internet. All right. Let's see. Here's a good one. A person in the chat room says, I think that most of the people who are having problems with turpentine are not doing things first. Absolutely. Read that report. Get it right. If you read the report and actually follow the report, you will not have any problem at all with turpentine. The report is even free, which means there's no excuse for not getting it. Just go to vitalitycapsules.com, enter your email address, and you will get the free report. They aren't having at least 3 to 4 bowel movements a day. They're not drinking enough to still or reverse osmosis water for their body weight. Exactly. A lot of people are trying to use alkaline water. Ain't going to work. A lot of people use mineral water. Not going to work. Like we'll use spring water or tap water. Not going to work. So you have to read the report so you can get it right. And a lot of people say, oh, I took turpentine, had the problem. Well, read the report and it will become very obvious to you exactly what the problem is and exactly what you did not do correctly. Uh-oh, we might be done with the show. We have a commercial coming up, and that is the end. That's it. Can't answer any more questions. As always, think happens, and we'll see you next week. Remember your discovery.
I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I could see them. And then once again, you said you would come.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.